that they all may be one. October 8, 1903, typed. In many of our institutions, conditions exist that are not in harmony with the Lord's purposes. These institutions are controlled by men who are not rightly related to God. Selfishness is seen in their business transactions. Satan rejoices to see their spiritual defection, for through such men he can accomplish his purposes. Those who wear Christ's yoke share his companionship. Daily they learn of him, his meekness and lowliness. Everyone who learns these lessons in the school of Christ finds rest and peace. Those who wear Satan's yoke are uneasy, complaining, oppressed in spirit. Wherever they go, they carry with them a cloud of darkness. They do not realize how Satan exults as he uses them to oppose the work that God's people are trying to carry forward. Every business transaction is to be such as can be endorsed by heaven, else it will bear the unsavory odor of Satan's influence. Every action is to represent the science of heaven's principles, the harmony of the human mind with the revelation of the divine will. Selfishness is a root of bitterness by which many are defiled, thus greatly hindering the work of God. Those who seek to control themselves, who will eat the words of life, and who will copy the great example, will be emptied of the selfishness that is so abhorrent to God. The household of faith are to be as one family, upholding the principles of heaven in every transaction. They will not grieve Christ by opposing one another. As they work in harmony, cooperating with the divine agencies, a mighty work is accomplished. The Holy Spirit works in their hearts, exerting a sanctified, refining, and ennobling influence. We are all amenable to God. We are not to assert ourselves in independence. Of many of the plans which men are supposed to have originated, God is the originator. But in their self-sufficiency, men often suppose themselves to be acting independently. Oh, that the veil could be withdrawn, that all might see that the plans that are devised for the advancement of the Lord's work are not the invention of men, but are of God. But when God's agencies are controlled and conducted contrary to the divine law, the result will be confusion and perplexity. God has a work to be done in the world. Those who believe in Jesus Christ and accept him as their personal Savior are laborers together with God. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9. This together means much more than many realize. Together in unity and in love, in the Spirit of Christ, let each one take up his appointed work. Let us seek to answer Christ's prayer for unity. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also might be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them, as thou hast loved me. John 17, verse 18 to 23. What a testimony was borne by Paul concerning those to whom he was writing. I have fed you with milk, and not with meat. For hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able. For ye are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men? 1 Corinthians 3, verse 2 and 3. Many will be lost because they refuse to bring their lives into harmony with the will of God. Many hearts are waxed gross because of their low conception of the Spirit that should govern their lives. Carelessness, sensuality, pride, and selfishness are opposed to the pure principles of truth. Christ is the truth. In his teaching, he used language that could be easily comprehended. Yet he taught truths of deep meaning. By means of parables and simple illustrations, he taught truths of eternal importance. To those who receive light, he says, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light to all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Matthew 5, verse 14 to 16.